Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Canada. Canadian Falun Dafa practitioners in Quebec City held an event at the National Assembly Square on October 2nd to raise awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's transnational repression of the practice. The square is located in front of the Parliament Building of Quebec, and lawmakers were in session during the event. Practitioners from Sherbrooke and Montreal also took part in the event. By demonstrating the exercises, displaying banners, providing music from the Tian Guo Marching Band, and holding a 10-car parade of vehicles bearing messages about the CCP's transnational repression, they introduced Falun Dafa to the public and explained how practitioners are persecuted, not only in China, but also abroad. Many passersby expressed their support for the practitioners, and some added their signatures to a petition to stop the persecution.
Taiwan. The Tam Sui Environmental Art Festival Parade in New Taipei City took place on September 29th, and local Falun Dafa practitioners participated. The Tian Guo Marching Band and the Celestial Maiden Dance Team, which were the parade's finale, were warmly received by spectators. The Tian Guo Marching Band performed several pieces, including Falun Dafa is Good and Falun Holy King. Spectators danced to the music, took photos of the Celestial Maiden dancers, clapped, and cheered. The host of the parade announced, "Here comes the finale, the Tian Guo Marching Band. As always, they are the largest, the most spectacular, and the best coordinated. We thank the Tian Guo Marching Band for their high spirit, strength, and positive energy."
Australia. The Eastwood Moon Festival, held on September 27th in the Sydney suburb of Eastwood, celebrated the mid-autumn holiday with music, dance, and cultural performances. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the festivities, sharing the beauty of the practice and its positive impact on society through artistic presentations and peaceful exercise demonstrations. The following day, Falun Dafa practitioners held a rally in front of the Sydney Town Hall to celebrate 450 million Chinese people who quit the CCP and its affiliated youth organizations. Guest speakers praised those who had withdrawn from the party, calling them courageous individuals standing at the forefront of a future-free China. Community leaders who attended to show their support emphasized that the movement to withdraw from the CCP is not political, but is rather a moral choice to safeguard conscience, mankind, and the future. They called on the Chinese people to recognize the CCP's true nature, shun its evil, and for all to condemn the CCP's transnational repression.
USA. The mayor of McAllen, Texas, Javier Villalobos, issued a proclamation on September 24th, proclaiming February 21st, 2026, to be Shenyun Performing Arts Day. In the upcoming 2026 season, Shenyun will present performances at the McAllen Performing Arts Center on February 21st and 22nd. This will mark the 10th anniversary of Shenyun's performances in McAllen.
South Korea. An event to congratulate the 450 million Chinese who have withdrawn from the CCP and its affiliated organizations was held on Jeju Island on September 21st and 22nd. The island is a favorite destination for Chinese tourists, offering visa-free entry and attracting a large number of visitors each year. Practitioners from South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, and Vietnam did the exercises in Sumda Park in Jeju City, followed by a stage performance and a parade along the main street lasting nearly 2 miles. The Jeju police deployed a significant number of officers to prevent emergencies and maintain order. Some spectators filmed the parade, while others shared video calls with others to describe the spectacle. The Tian Guo marching band was at the front of the procession. About 2 hours later, the Chinese waist drum team arrived at Sumda Park, ending the march. Reporters from the local branch of a South Korean news agency, Newsis, filmed the event and published 18 photos in a news report.
Washington, D.C., the Rotary Club of Washington hosted a screening of the documentary film State Organs in the Westin Hotel Ballroom near the White House in Washington, D.C. on October 3rd. The documentary exposes the CCP's systematic state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting. After the screening, a panel of media reporters, Falun Gong practitioners, doctors, and the director of the film answered questions from the audience. Some asked how they could help to stop forced organ harvesting, while others signed a petition urging federal legislators to help end the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong. Many audience members said that when faced with the inhumane atrocities, everyone with a conscience should speak out and take action.
Romania. The 30th Chestnut Festival took place in the city of Baia Mare from September 19th to the 21st. Falun Dafa practitioners from Romania, Hungary, Slovakia, Moldova, and France participated in the opening parade, handed out informational materials, demonstrated the exercises, and told people about Falun Dafa and its principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance during the 3 days. They also raised awareness about how the practice has been persecuted by the CCP for the past 26 years and collected signatures on a petition to the G7 plus 7 countries urging accountability for the CCP, especially for crimes of forced organ harvesting targeting practitioners. Hundreds of people signed the petition and learned about this crime.
Brazil. Falun Dafa practitioners held a march in the São Paulo district of Brás on September 27th to introduce the spiritual practice to the public and to raise awareness of the CCP's persecution. São Paulo is the largest city in Brazil and South America, and the country's economic and financial center. Brás district is a renowned wholesale center where many Chinese people live and work. Nearly 90% of goods sold there come from China, and most shops are owned by Chinese business people, making Chinese the dominant language of commerce in the area. Practitioners carried banners and truth-clarifying displays and distributed flyers and newspapers. A car with informational display boards about Falun Dafa and the persecution drove by slowly through the area, broadcasting truth-clarifying announcements in Chinese and Portuguese.
UK. British government officials and members of parliament sent statements condemning the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Dafa, especially its state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting. They also condemned the CCP's transnational repression. Among the multiple dignitaries offering support was MP Stephen Doughty, who said the Prime Minister, former Foreign Secretary, Chancellor, Energy Secretary, and Minister for the Indo-Pacific have all raised human rights with their Chinese counterparts in recent months. Member of Scottish Parliament, Ariane Burgess, stated in her letter, Scottish ministers have reiterated their commitment to monitoring human rights abuses and ensuring that Scottish institutions are not complicit in unethical practices. She also said she submitted a written inquiry to the Scottish government asking for clarification on what measures would be taken to prevent Scotland from having any direct or indirect connection with China's organ transplant industry.
The Netherlands. Falun Dafa practitioners recently held 3 events in the cities of Utrecht, Helmond, and Amsterdam to tell people about Falun Dafa and the Chinese Communist Party's ongoing persecution of the practice. On September 14th, they set up an information booth in Utrecht in front of the city's central train station. During the Helmond activities on September 27th, practitioners displayed truth clarification boards at the Helmond Market at noon. They then demonstrated the exercises, conversed with passersby, and collected signatures on a petition calling for an end to the persecution. On October 3rd, practitioners set up an information booth at the Dam Square, a sightseeing spot for both Dutch and foreign tourists in Amsterdam. Many locals and tourists were visibly shocked by the scale of cruelty of the persecution. Others expressed support for the practitioners' peaceful resistance and the values of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance.
Australia. The Mingwei School in the city of Sydney held a Falun Dafa experience sharing conference on September 28th. 12 young practitioners presented speeches in which they shared how they persisted in cultivation despite their busy school schedules and daily lives, strived to eliminate attachments, assisted master in validating the Fa, helped to save sentient beings, and become qualified young practitioners.
USA, the town of Temple, New Hampshire, held its annual Harvest Festival on September 21st. The event featured live music from local musicians and the Temple Town Band, as well as booths for local crafters and town committees, and also hay rides, live animal exhibits, and apple cider pressing demonstrations. Practitioners at the Falun Dafa booth talked to visitors about the benefits of the practice, as well as about the CCP's ongoing persecution. They handed out flyers and collected signatures on a petition calling on the U.S. Senate to pass the Falun Gong Protection Act. The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Miss Jiang Fengsha from Daqing City, Heilongjiang Province, died in custody 7 days after being arrested for her faith in Falun Gong. She was 52 years old. In August, as soon as Miss Jiang and her husband returned home from a family gathering, they had a suspicious power outage. Not long after, someone called Miss Jiang's husband and said he scratched his car. When Miss Jiang's husband went to check on his car, three police officers broke in and took Miss Jiang away, and later charged her with undermining law enforcement, the standard pretext used to criminalize Falun Gong practitioners in China. 7 days later, her family received a call from the detention center director asking them to go to the hospital immediately as Miss Jiang was dying. Miss Jiang was previously arrested in 2022 for distributing Falun Gong materials.
Miss Jiang Ling, a 57-year-old woman in Hunan province, has faced nonstop harassment by the police, community workers, and local government officials since she finished serving a 4-year prison term in November 2024 for practicing Falun Gong. Authorities previously evicted Ms. Jiang from her affordable housing unit and rejected her low-income subsidy application. They continued to harass her when she was forced to move in with her mother until her arrest and sentencing in 2020. After her release, the authorities followed Ms. Jiang wherever she went. Previously, Ms. Jiang had spent a total of 11 years behind bars in various prisons or labor camps for practicing Falun Dafa, often enduring torture for her faith. One such example was when Ms. Jiang removed a banner smearing Falun Gong and was arrested by plainclothes officers who had been on the lookout. She was hung up on a tree overnight and not let down until the next day.
Ms. Huang Chen, a 57-year-old from Guangzhou City, has been missing since January 2025. Because she practices Falun Gong. Miss Huang's family lost contact with her after her neighbors told them that she had been taken away by the police. When the family went to the local police station to inquire about her case, the officer on duty refused to reveal her detention location, but said she has gone to the place where she belongs. Miss Huang used to work at the Guangzhou City Book Shopping Center. For upholding her faith, she was fired from her position, given a 3-year labor camp term and 2 prison terms of 4 and 5 years. While in custody, she was beaten, burned with cigarettes, shocked with electric batons, and had cold water repeatedly poured over her head outdoors when the temperature was below freezing. Miss Huang has always maintained a strong will in the face of the persecution.
A Linyi City resident who is serving 4 years because she practices Falun Gong has been held in solitary confinement since August because she plans to seek justice for herself. Ms. Feng Gaishan was arrested in 2023 and sentenced to 4 years. She was sent to the Shandong Province Women's Prison. Ms. Feng wrote a letter to her family on August 4, 2025, and said she intended to file a motion to the Supreme People's Court to reconsider her case and overturn her wrongful conviction. When Ms. Feng's family went to visit her, they were alarmed to see that she was emaciated and covered in heat rash. She kept weeping but remained silent when they asked if she had been abused. This is not the first time that she was given this punishment for upholding her faith. She also spent an unknown amount of time in solitary confinement during her first few months in prison. Ms. Feng's family is worried about her safety, especially given the multiple deaths of jailed Falun Gong practitioners.
Documentary screening on college campus in India raises awareness of persecution. Falun Dafa practitioners partnered with the Indian branch of Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting to screen the award-winning documentary Hard to Believe at IFIM Law College in the city of Bangalore on September 16th. The documentary exposes the CCP's organ transplant industry in China. College Vice Principal Shagufta Anjum, along with the faculty and students, attended the screening. They were stunned to learn about the wide-scale harvesting of organs from prisoners of conscience in China and expressed their deepest concerns. They called this crime nothing short of a genocide. It was the first time they had heard about these atrocities taking place in their neighboring country. Nearly all of the attendees signed the G7+7 forced organ harvesting petition, which urged those nations to help end the crimes targeting people of faith. Dr. Vipin Mudagodar, a pulmonologist who leads Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting in India and practices Falun Dafa, said, "We believe that doctors, lawyers, and graduates have a moral and professional duty to take a stand. And by doing so, they position themselves on the right side of history." The faculty members thanked Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting India for raising awareness and fostering dialogue on this urgent humanitarian concern, and for encouraging their students to pursue justice with compassion and courage. Assistant Professor Sharu Anajan said the session was impactful and the documentary was an eye-opener. She said, "The session was deeply thought-provoking and succeeded in sensitizing our students to the grave human rights violations involved in forced organ harvesting." She found the discussion on possible solutions especially valuable. Professor John said, "This experience had broadened their perspective on how law and advocacy can converge to safeguard human dignity." Another assistant professor, Pooja Ogali, also found the session engaging and informative. She said, "The session struck a balance between being informative and thought-provoking, leaving everyone with a strong sense of awareness and responsibility." She added that many expressed a genuine willingness to engage further and work alongside members of the organization Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting in initiatives that raise awareness on such critical issues. This event was made possible by students at the college. A second-year law student named Tarushi Gupta and her friends learned about forced organ harvesting at the 2025 Flower Show in Labag in Bengaluru. The students talked to Falun Dafa practitioners who were raising awareness of the ongoing persecution in China. She was shocked to learn that such a serious human rights violation has been taking place for 2 decades. She told practitioners that she wanted to hold an event on her campus to tell people about the persecution and contacted the Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting India team, Falun Dafa practitioners, and assistant professor Shah Rukh. The screening was thus planned. Tarushi expressed her heartfelt thanks for screening the documentary and for sharing books on the issue. She said the session was informative and helped them understand the seriousness of forced organ harvesting and the importance of global awareness.
Practitioners in 60 countries and regions wish Master Lee a happy Mid-Autumn Festival. The Mid-Autumn Festival, observed this year on October 6th, is a time for families to get together and celebrate. This year, Falun Dafa practitioners in 60 countries and regions submitted their greetings to Ming Wei to express thanks to the founder of Falun Dafa, Master Li Hongzhi, and to wish him a happy holiday. From better health to improved moral standards, practitioners said the benefits they gained from practicing Falun Dafa have been huge. Adhering to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, they know how to be responsible for themselves and how to be considerate of others under any circumstances. Falun Dafa bestows blessings and is the hope of the future. Just before the 2025 Mid-Autumn Festival, Falun Dafa practitioners gathered in Erfurt, Germany, to convey their greetings to Master Li, much like countless other practitioners around the globe. Besides expressing their deepest respect and gratitude to Master Li, they also described how practicing Falun Dafa improved their health and moral integrity. Among those sharing was Michael, who lives in Trier, Western Germany. He has practiced Falun Dafa for 10 years. He explained that soon after he began practicing, he was able to stop smoking and drinking. He said, "Since I started practicing Falun Dafa, my health has been excellent, and I have no need for any medication. This is all thanks to Master. Before practicing Dafa, I had an assertive streak and constantly competed with my coworkers. I used my naturally loud voice and eloquence to suppress others and gain an advantage over them. Falun Dafa changed me for the better by eliminating my competitive mentality and bringing peace to my heart. Michael's personal life and the atmosphere at work also improved." He said, "I feel Dafa's constant protection. For example, after leaving my previous work position, I was able to find a new job despite the COVID-19 lockdown. 5 years later, I still work there." Michael said Master Li's teachings of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance transformed him inside and out. Besides improving his health, the teachings gave him a positive outlook, and now it's easier for him to get along with others. Michael shared, "After I gave up my aggressive nature and stopped chasing after results, I realized the significance of my achievements." He said with deep emotion, "I'm grateful to have the opportunity to practice Falun Dafa, and I would recommend it to anyone who seeks relief from inner tension and anxiety."
Thank you for listening to the Ming Wei Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.